Welcome back to the Sacred Penning Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, international best-selling author, and a transformative soul journaling practitioner. I've experienced and taught the power of this sacred practice for 24 years and journaled since the age of 8. Every Wednesday, we provide somatic, meditative inspiration and spirit-led prompts to pen your way to brighter days. Let's activate energetic discoveries together. It's all at your fingertips. Ready to get gritty? Let's dip in. Welcome back to the Joyful Journaling Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, what a commitment you've made to yourself. Thank you for putting the time into your journal to develop a healthy, healing, and hopefully more joyful-centered journaling habit. Today, I want to talk about praise, and not necessarily the praise up in terms of what we use with faith, but praise back to ourselves. I want to look at praising your inner child. When my son was little, I took a few years off to run a daycare, and I taught kinder music as a part of that daycare and took a lot of early child development training courses at Elmira College. I wanted to make sure that I was giving my littlest students the best opportunity that they could have and the best chances for positive growth in this world. One of my favorite quotes is by Maya Angelou, and you may have heard Oprah or an educator or someone vital in your life use this quote before. It's very popular, but it's also pivotal when we're thinking about how we treat one another, but especially how we treat our inner child. Here is Maya Angelou's quote that you probably have heard before. Quote, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." End quote. This is really important. And when I used to be a teacher of English at the middle and high school levels, even though the students that presented in front of me were anything from grades 5 through community college, which could have been a senior citizen sitting in my midst going back to school, touching the inner child and making sure that they know that they feel your respect for them, that they feel your love for them. That's priority number one. And I want to ask you, are you doing this for yourself today? Are you giving yourself praise? Are you speaking to yourself with a worthy, empowering voice? A lovely website called theearlychildacademy.com has many different alternatives that we can use with ourselves and our little people and our children and our students, anybody that needs some kind of praise. They have alternatives to saying good job. Now, you can look yourself in the mirror and high-five yourself. The practice that Mel Robbins has out there is beautiful. I highly respect it. But giving yourself a little more time in that mirror and really connecting with that inner child and being more specific with your praise can really help you to go far. Instead of saying, just good, you did a good job today, or good morning, it's good to see you, hi, high five. You can say things like, I'm proud of, and fill in the blank. You did it, you're here. Marvelous work in what you've done. You put in a lot of effort to fill in the blank. Very impressive. Stupendous. You've got this. Beautiful work with fill in the blank. You hit the bullseye. This is top notch with fill in the blank. Sensational. Brilliant. There are 50 different things that you can say to yourself as you're looking in the mirror each day to praise yourself for something specific. I want you to think about a way to praise yourself with our self-love journaling prompt today. Today's journaling prompt: what is one way I can greet myself with praise each morning? Again, what is one way I can greet myself with praise each morning? Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Let's think about that. Let's take 5 minutes to talk about one way you can greet yourself each morning with praise. I'll see you in 5.
Thank you.
All right. What did you discover in those 5 minutes with Masoud Taj's beautiful track, Unconditional Love? Thinking about that unconditional love, how did you respond to the prompt? I want you to go onto your journal entry and please circle one section of it, perhaps even one phrase or one word, about how you can show up each day, look in the mirror, and specifically praise yourself with something other than good job. Now, mirror work, which is how we started off this whole journaling challenge. Lynn Meadowcroft taught us a little bit about mirror work and the work of Louise Hay. But digging deeper into that, the last 3 days, I've really been looking in that mirror and approaching myself in a different way. It may be because of how I've shown up in my journal with you. It may be that I've really done something consistently with you and shared these prompts, thought about those things together in tandem. I'm not sure. But when I approach my inner child each morning, I know that I have a lot more self-love as I'm looking in the mirror, thanks to being in a space of unconditional love and being in a space of self-love over the past number of days. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you'd like to share what word or words came up for you, please send me a DM. Join our Joyful Journalers with Becca Ray group on Facebook, or start a conversation on Instagram. We would love to hear what you thought of today's episode. And please come back tomorrow for Monday, day 13 of our Joyful Journaling Challenge. Hats off to you. I'm so proud of you.